Good morning, boys and girls. It's good to see you. I'm going to tell you a story this morning about three girls and their best friends. Their names are Alice, Beth, and Cindy. And one of the things that they like to do is they like to go visit a lady who lived down the street, and her name was Grandma Haugen. And one of the things they liked about visiting Grandma Haugen, and I'm going to have help. One of the things they liked about visiting Grandma Haugen is that she had a parrot. And this parrot's name was Polly. And they loved going to see Grandma Haugen and talking to Polly. But it was really hard for Polly to learn words. But they would go and they would try. Well, this particular day, Grandma Haugen said, "Girls, I am going to go and live with my daughter. And my daughter has an animal that doesn't like birds. Any idea what that would be?" Yes, a cat. In fact, she has three cats. And I don't want to take Polly to my daughter's house because of the cats. Who do you think I could give my parrot to?" And all three girls raised their hands. "I want her, I want her, I want her." And Grandma Haugen said, "Well, why don't you go home and ask your parents first, and we'll talk tomorrow." So they went home and they asked their parents, and all three of them came back and said, "I can take her, I can take her, I can take her." Well, Grandma Haugen thought, and she said, "Okay, let's do this. It's very hard to teach her new words. So Alice, I want you to take her home and teach her how to say good morning. And Beth, the next week, Alice, you can have her for a week. Next week, Beth, you teach her to say good afternoon. And then Cindy, you teach her to say good night." Oh, that was perfect. Alice knew she was going to get to keep Polly. So she went home and she said, "Where can I practice with Polly to say good morning?" And she decided, her mom had an attic upstairs. She decided she would take her up to the attic. And so she came home from school and she practiced, "Good morning, good morning." And Polly wouldn't say anything. And her mom would call her and say, "Alice, Alice, I need you." And Alice would say, "No, no, I'm practicing with Polly." And she would say, "Good morning, good morning." And right towards the end of the week, Polly said, "Good morning, good morning." She could hardly believe it. She was so excited. So she then gave Polly to Beth. And Beth said, "Where am I going to be able to practice with Polly?" And she decided she was going to do it in her bedroom because nobody ever bothered her in her bedroom. So she kept on practicing with Polly. "Good afternoon, good afternoon." And Polly just looked at her. She said, "Good afternoon, Polly." And finally, towards the very end of the week, she thought Polly would say something, and she still didn't. And Beth's mom would call her and say, "Beth, I need you." And Beth would say, "Not yet, not yet, I'm practicing with Polly." Finally, the last day, Polly said, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. And Beth was so relieved. So then it was Cindy's turn. And Cindy decided, "Where am I going to practice with Polly?" She said, "I know. I'm going to practice with her in the kitchen." So she put her in the middle of the kitchen because she had a lot of chores to do. And when her mom would call her, she would say, "Cindy." And Cindy would say, "Coming." But when she went to help her mom, that took a lot of time away from practicing with Polly. So she was trying to say, "Polly, good night. Good night, Polly, good night." And Polly would just look at her. "Polly, good night." And right towards the very end, just before she had to take Polly back to Grandma Haugen, Polly said, "Good night, good night." She was